Time now on the Bruins pregame show to visit with Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, after a Friday night game, win or loss, what's the process to get ready for the next night?
Well, we watch video. We watch video after the game, couple periods, and then we'll watch a period the next day. What we do is we have a meeting with our guys, and we have video with our guys, and then we have a morning skate with our guys. So that's pretty much our routine.
What'd you do before the advent of video?
Well, you know what? We've had video ever since I've been in college coaching, Schulze. So, you know, it was VHS to VHS back in the day. But we've had it since I don't know any different, quite honestly.
Last night, you guys had a breakaway and a penalty was called. Biss and I got to talking about hockey in general, wanting to increase scoring. Do you ever see a time where a penalty shot could be called and a two-minute penalty?
I actually kind of like that rule. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that to have both. And it's hard to score on a penalty shot, but you're going to take that penalty shot, you know, 9 times out of 10. There's going to be the odd time you won't take it, because it might be late in the game. You might have a lead, and you might want to just kill the 2 minutes. I mean, there's certain, obviously, tactical situations that are going to play into it, but I don't mind that at all, Schulze.
NHL and even some leagues in college hockey are going to 3-on-3 in overtime to just try to get more winners and get more scoring. What other things are out there that has been discussed?
Making the nets bigger, and I'm a big proponent of making the nets bigger. I think it's a no-brainer. I'm probably a minority when it comes to this, but I just think, again, it's the one thing you can do, and scoring will. And I'm not saying to do anything radical. And again, you'd have to have some. We'd have to have probably one league want to try it out for a year. I'm saying, do you bow them a little bit? Do you bow the sides? Do you maybe make another inch and a half, 2 inches higher? Which obviously, when you're talking 6 feet with another inch and a half or 2 inches, it's quite a bit more. Square feet right there, Schulze. So I don't know what we do, but I really would like to see the nets get bigger. I think it's a no-brainer, and also with all the butterfly goalies right now. I think why not heighten it up a little bit, just because, again, they're so big right now, these butterfly goalies, and you make a little more space under the bar.
I honestly think 3-on-3 is more radical than any of those other options. Do you agree?
I don't know if it's radical, but it's crazy from the standpoint of it all depends on your personnel 3-on-3, and you better have speed. With 3-on-3, there's no question about that, because typically, you take a look at the National Hockey League when they're doing 3-on-3. It's a lone break, or even a lot of 2-on-0. It's crazy, and you have to hit the net. There's just a lot of things you have to do. You have to hit the net, and if you don't, there's going to be obviously an outnumbered rush the other way. I don't know, Schulze. It's the million-dollar question that comes into hockey every year, and anytime they try to change something that's geared towards offense, the coaches eventually adapt, and then that becomes, a non-offensive tactic. And so I just think, again, I think the nets would be consistent. I think scoring would naturally improve. I don't know how much. I don't know how drastic. And I don't know how much, again, you make the nets bigger, but I think that's the one thing. And you know what, Mickey? Making the goalie equipment smaller. And you have to make sure they're protected. But you can still, you can just minimize pads by an inch and a half or so. And maybe some of the gear a little smaller, too, to, again, make it look like there's a few more holes in the net.
On a sad note, the Beaver hockey family has lost a couple to cancer in the last couple of weeks. Former player Austin Wallstead's son-in-law was buried today. Longtime fans Herb and Lynn Doran, their son Mike, who's donated a lot of items to the Galen Eagle auction, he passed away in Houston a couple of weeks ago on the Alaska trip. What makes this Beaver hockey family so tight, and losses like this sting a little more?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that we are a tight group, and it starts with having an enrollment of 5,000 people, a town of 15,000 to 20,000 people, and the tradition and history that we have with this program. It doesn't matter if you graduated in 1968, 1978, 88, 98, or 2008. There's that one consistent bond, and it always brings people together. And I think we've done a lot to cultivate the relationships, not only of our alumni, but also of our fans.
More with Tom Cerutori when we return the Bonusa pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Bonusa pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network, part two with head coach Tom Cerutori. Hockey is such a read and react game, Tom. When you're playing Ferris State in their style, you got to read and react the entire game and fast. What can you do in practice to help reading and reacting improve?
it's really hard, Schultz. I just think you have to have, it's all about habits. I think whatever your identity is and the habits that you have, you have to consistently apply those habits. And I think, you know, from our standpoint as a coach, we talk about repetition. And you have to stay on guys about habits and details. And you just can't let things slide, because once you let things slide, guys become inconsistent, and you become a product of your environment right there. So that's why in sports and in life in general, repetition is so important.
John Parker scored twice last night. With his speed, he's going to get a lot of odd man rushes and breakaways. How much does he need to finish those to get you guys a little jump started here in the second half?
Well, it was nice to see Johnny have success last night with a shot, because he's got a missile, and I mean, he wired both of those shots right there, and we need Johnny's shot right there, and again, he found the net right there, and I mean, it was two perfectly placed shots, and that was big for Johnny last night.
Last goal was reviewed last night. Do you know why?
I just think they did it, Schultz. I don't know. I didn't ask the referee. I'm sure because he caught it and put it down. I don't know that. I'm just assuming that he just wanted to make sure that, hey, maybe he didn't carry the puck, that it was a good goal. And I think we all knew it was a good goal, but I think he was just a checks and balance type thing.
What changes tonight, either in personnel or tactics?
Well, the only thing we're going to do right now is TJ is going to play for Jay Dickman, just like last Saturday. And the biggest thing is we just have to reduce our turnovers. We had 34 turnovers last night, Schultz. And to put things in perspective, we had 10 the night that we beat Ferris in Ferris, and we had 7 the Saturday night. Those are the two fewest turnovers we've had, maybe since I've been the head coach of the Beavers. We really managed the puck well in Big Rapids that weekend. And last night, it might not have looked like we had 34, and I didn't know we had 34 until you look at the stats, but that's way too much. And what you need to do against Ferris, because they do play such a quick game as far as advancing pucks and stretching their guys, you have to play a 200-foot game, and we didn't do that at times last night, and that plays into their hands.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultz.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.